to Forging Families, a 10-part series that shines light on all aspects of families through silly stories, quirky questions, and riveting reveals. We're your hosts. I'm Emma Gerhart.
And I'm Bryn Cunningham. On today's episode, we talk twins. From movies to books to real life, twins are everywhere.
Are they real? Are they magical? Do they have telepathy? Is one of them evil? So many questions. But what we're looking at today is the questions of science or mysticism through twin telepathy and twin births.
Stick around to find out the answers.
My name is Cami Stempovich. I'm an identical twin. It's weird. I mean, it's a clone. I mean, especially an identical twin, it's a clone of yourself. I remember, we would, think the same kind of similarly. But she, for example, she lived in the attic, and I lived on, the second floor, and I would come down and we'd wear the exact same clothes for school. And she would always change, because she was like, I'm not wearing the same thing as you. And it was just kind of twin telepathy thing. I don't know. I would joke with my sister, and I would have, twin telepathy, and we would try to tell my mom, she wouldn't believe us, but...
Wow. So is twin telepathy real? Bryn, what do you think?
Well, Emma, I certainly think so.
I'm not sure. But our next story featuring a fraternal twin, Melly Derry, touches on if she believes in the telepathic connection while growing up as a twin. Let's find out.
I think that in a way it does exist, but I don't think it's it's not like a supernatural thing that you think of, you know, where I can read my twin's mind. I think for me it's growing up with somebody and being such just everything together, you know, from the start. And technically we go beyond this, you know, walking this earth, you know what I mean? We were in, you know, our mom together and stuff. So it's a very unique experience. But I think for us, I know him, his body language probably more than other people do. We also read lips and depend on it a little bit with our hearing loss. So him and I can have a conversation across the room without even speaking, because we can just read each other's lips. So we can just mouth the words to each other. But I also can look at him and tell what he's thinking sometimes. And we joke sometimes. I remember one time, he was thinking something, and he kind of looked at me, and I said something out loud, and he was like, it failed us. I got it wrong or something. So, I mean, we still get it wrong, but I think overall, we get each other more than, you know, maybe some of our other friends or people that have been around us.
Did you guys ever try to convince your parents you had it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. I know at some point, we tried to convince our parents everything, you know, that we were all kinds of things, or the stories that we have, for sure. But yeah, I think I remember, we tried to convince ourselves too at some points. We'd sit across the table and try to think about something and try to figure out what the other one was thinking and things like that. I mean, yeah, we had a fun childhood for sure. So
maybe twin telepathy isn't real. It's just growing up with such a close relationship that you think in the same way. That's weird.
You know what's weird? Twin births. I feel like having and carrying around one kid is hard enough. I couldn't imagine having two. And at the same time?
Well, remember, twin births aren't always seamless. Sometimes it's a struggle and a surprise. Cami Stempovich has a very unique birth story full of twists and turns.
Tell us about your birth.
Mine was a little unusual. My mom, pregnant, obviously, she had a dream that she was having twins. And she was like, what the heck? And she's like, Nick, wake up. Nick's my dad. And he's like, what's up? And she's like, I think we're having twins. And he was like, what? That's crazy. And so my mom calls the doctor, and she's like, I think I'm having twins. And she's like, yeah, right. And then she was having her checkup. She had have weekly checkups because, you know, twins and whatnot. There was possibly underlying conditions with my sister and I. So she goes and the doctor checks, and she's like, holy cow. And my mom's like, what? She's like, you do have twins. And she was like, what the heck? And then we eventually found out it was two girls. So it's so exciting. But, you know, we were born 7 months, so a little preemies. They thought that she had a heart condition, the doctor did. So she actually had to be, and it was a C-section because my mom couldn't push us both out. But she, so they had to not really like resuscitate her, but like check on her because like she wasn't like the something umbilical cord being around her or whatnot. So they thought she had like some like heart, underlying heart problems, so she had to be pulled out first. Thus, to this day, she always flexes that she's the older twin by 1 minute. Ugh, irritates me.
Wow, what a story. Here I was thinking that my birth was crazy.
I know, right? What a riveting reveal. Next, we tone things down a tad when we hear the tubular birth of Melly Derry.
So what is in vitro fertilization?
Yeah, so in vitro fertilization is when, I won't say all the scientific mumbo jumbo, but it is essentially like when they take the eggs out of the female, sperm out of the male, put them in a test tube. They have to reach a certain point of development and then they put them back into the female. And then the hope is that they will take it eventually become embryo. So for my personal story, they tried four technically like things that could potentially become baby, and only two were like fully successful in becoming embryos, which is how I ended up with a twin brother. Like, I think it's a unique story to like how you come to life. You know, there's a lot of like nicknames for in vitro, you know, test tube babies and things like that. And there's sometimes negative feelings that come along with having a story that like starts in a, you know, not maybe like the most natural way. You know, for me, like my story starts with my mom having cancer in one of her ovaries, which is how she didn't have a right ovary anymore. So it was extremely hard for her to become pregnant completely naturally. So she needed this process to like help us become in existence. And then once we are in existence, we are able to, you know, we're just completely normal in the sense, like, other than like how we came to be. And so, you know, there are people that, you know, aren't very supportive of the process. But for me, like, again, it's like a unique way that obviously we came forward, but I'm also like very thankful that science has progressed and that, you know, not only that I exist, but also that I exist with like a twin brother that I was able to share those experiences with and, you know, grow up together in a different way, you know, being literally next to each other from like the moment we stepped into kindergarten to the moment that we stepped out of high school. We were in most of our classes together. We also both suffer from hearing loss, and so like we had technology that we used together, speech therapy that we did together. So like we have a lot of you know, shared history together with that, and so very thankful that you know, I had my brother through all of those experiences. We were part of the first wave of in vitro successful cases. You know, before my mom and dad tried it, like there were a lot of people that were unsuccessful in their adventure. And then after, like right when we were, like most of the cases were turning successful. And so, but there were still a lot of things I didn't know. And so, and my mom was also a high risk you know, she had some other stuff going on. So she was actually bedridden for a month before we were born, and then we were a C-section. And so my mom says that she had a doctor and like two nurses. Michael and I each had a doctor, and then we also had a couple of nurses. So like the delivery room was like plumb full with like medical staff. And then like as soon as we were out, and like they also didn't know our gender until we were born. So they announced our genders. That was super exciting. My mom wanted one of each. My dad originally thought I was a boy. So like Michael came first, was a boy. And then he thought my umbilical cord made me a boy as well. Then found out, not a boy.
What a great episode. I personally loved hearing about how one set of twins came from science when the other came supernaturally. I'm still not sure if I believe in twin telepathy though. What do you guys think? Please subscribe and let us know what you think in the comments.
And don't forget to tune in next week to Forging Families wherever you get your podcasts.